look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this segment of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Of course, segment number three, Stan Dale will be joining us. Emails or questions pouring in before the show sent off to Stan, and one in particular he'll be answering, hopefully. And the rest of this week, don't forget Friday, Greg Evenson and Steve Quayle, Friday.
Yeah, I don't know if I got to say this on air yesterday, but I was so delighted to see Greg Evenson's name on the schedule.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure about his state of health and how he was doing. Yet, that was just a breath of fresh air seeing that he'll be on Friday.
And also, the last hour, folks, support the Bundy women, the Bundy cause, because it's our cause. It's not just theirs, it's ours. And I am so tired of seeing the garbage that's posted on these internet forums, whether they're survivalist boards or political forums. The garbage about people think they know what the story behind the story is, and when it comes right down to it, you've got patriots behind bars. And didn't we fight the revolution for less? Didn't we start the revolution for less? And I say, yes, we did. BundyRanch.blogspot.com.
Yep.
That's their website. There on the right, you can donate to the Clive and Bundy Legal Fund and Dave's and Ammons and so on. Okay, you know, take your pick, because there's a lot, and I can tell you from experience, you get some dipweed that decides, you know, that's got a hair out of place and decides to sue you. It costs you $10,000, you know, before you even hit the ground running. That's our legal system for you today. Or if you've got an overzealous prosecutor, which happens. A prosecutor that's under the direction of the globalists in this country that want to cause you trouble, they can, they will, and they've got deep pockets, they've got the forces, and they can and will and do. They will attempt to shut you up. They will attempt to harass you out of existence, out of relevance. They do. It happens. Well, no more. And I'm going to tell you something, all right? I'm going to tell you something right here, right now, on this day. This is a new day. And to all those people out there who think that we're not in a crisis, or that we're waiting for a crisis to happen, what the hell are you waiting for? You're watching it. You're experiencing it. And if you're not, you're not paying attention. Because we are watching the destabilization, destruction of our economy. We're watching the demonization of patriots. the vets. We're watching the demonization, vilification of those truth seekers and truth tellers. And I'm not reading from any script. I'm just speaking my heart. And it's making people's lives miserable. You know, you're not going to hear this. You want some behind-the-scenes scoop? I'll give you some behind-the-scenes scoop, all right? You've got harassment. Physical harassment by people. Against people like Steve Quayle and Dave Hodges and Alex Jones and J.B. Wells and Rick Wiles and us. Don't think for a second that I'm just blowing smoke and, you know, telling stories. It's happening. It's happening now. 5 years ago, I would have said, nah, it's kind of hyped up. No, it's not. No, it's not. And see, I got a call the other day. It was yesterday, I think it was. It was yesterday. Why are you doing this? Nice woman.
Doing what we do?
Yeah. She called me up. She said, yeah, you know, you guys are having problems, right? I said, well, you know, I mean, every day is a problem. It's a different problem. Different color problem. Different type of problem.
Old tongues?
Yeah, well.
Okay. So I want to make sure you didn't forget.
But I said, well, why do you continue? Why don't you just save yourself? Save yourselves. And my answer to that was this. If we don't speak up, who will? Mm-hmm. And I can tell you this, if we lay down, then someone else will take that place, take our place.
And to what end? We save ourselves to have, what, just our family aware of what's going on?
What am I going to do, go play golf? What are you going to do?
Right. This is a community effort. And when I say community, I mean all, male or female, black or white. It doesn't matter what, if you live in the United States and you are a part of this nation, this is a matter of concern for all of us.
That's
we
right.
cannot afford to be divided along materialistic and monetary or racial lines to any extent. The power is with unity of the people, and I don't mean a false peace and security that will be offered to us by the kingdom of darkness or antichrist system. What I mean is a unity of people who see that there are things wrong in this nation to the point of moral decay and bankruptcy, and who don't want to change how other people are or how other people act, want to change themselves for the better, and at the same time do so while trying to bring others along. Because this has to be a community. Oh, you know, I read in these government documents that so much of our future depends on the inclusiveness of our society and how we must organize together and all become participants. Well, that's all well and good, but they're trying to set us up to be participants of an agenda that they have had from the beginning.
That's right.
Where we're God's children. We're called to participate in His agenda. And we have to choose one or the other. We can't be part of the world's agenda and part of God's agenda.
Well,
and when I say the world's agenda, I mean the final agenda, what we're moving towards. They're using things like they're taking advantage of racial just racial issues. We'll say we met a young college kid in Texas who talked to us about how he was trying to get the word out to his friends and how hard it was at times because, you know, people are, from the Black Lives Matter movement the media hyping up the continuation of the, you know, violence against, from cops to unarmed African Americans. And sometimes, you know, yes, it's a very big injustice and they flaunt it right in your face. And sometimes it's debatable, but nonetheless, it is all being done and it's all being used and spun in the media to provoke emotions, negative emotions, emotions of hate for your neighbor.
Tavistock Institute, Tavistock tactics all of the way. And we have to realize that we're being gamed.
Yeah.
This woman who called me yesterday, God bless her, she's an older woman, she said, well, you know, again, why don't you just make it easy, save yourselves, and you know, because it's too late. And she expressed her frustration as well. She said, you know, I try to talk to people. People don't want to listen to it. They don't want to hear it. They're stuck in their own little worlds. And I sympathized with her. And my response to her was this. We're here. I'm not even sure how we got here, frankly. We got here. We're here. We're doing what we're doing. And I fought this all the way. You know, I had a successful PI business before this. This is not something I sacrificed a lot to do this, I guess, as we did. I mean, but having said that, God puts you here. God puts every one of you that are listening, every one of you who are listening, you've got a job to do. And you just have to listen and pray to understand what your job is. But, and when this woman was telling me, you know, why bother? Because you only might change. Can you change enough to make a difference? And my response to her was this, and folks, you might remember the parable, the story of, and I'm going to screw this up, I'm sure, but the young child by the sea, walking along the sea as the tide goes out and picking up starfish that were left by the high tide, low tide, going out, or the tide going out, and the young child was taking starfish and throwing it back in the ocean, and an older man coming behind him and saying, son, you know, it's a waste of time. You're never going to get them all. And after all, I mean, what difference does it make? What good is it going to do? What difference does it make? And the young boy looked up and said, well, it makes a difference to that starfish.
Yeah.
And this starfish.
And do you scripture? It says this in Matthew 16:25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Well, and I'm going to clear something else up here, too. I'm all in favor. Look, I understand we are not to be of this world, but let me just say this. We are in this world. We have to fight like we are in this world.
We are in this world.
Okay.
And we are given the battles and battles. We are given the tools in which we are needed to fight this war. There are spiritual weapons that we have. At the same time, we are in our physical bodies. We are in a physical world where most people, when I say, you know, we are in the world, not of the world, we are in the world in a physical level, but we are spiritual in nature, not to be of the world or conformed to the world. It confuses a lot of people. What it boils down to is this. We're supposed to be focused on God and His kingdom and His will more so than anything on this earth.
Well, of course.
And I'm just trying to simplify it, I guess, so people...
Well, yes, however. And now, last night's program generated a lot of emails, and I'm going to go to this and say this. Here's my thinking, all right? God does not expect me to be a wimp, nor does He call me to be a wimp or a wuss. I'm going to take care of my family. I'm going to protect my family. I'm going to take care of my neighbor. I'm going to protect my neighbor. If I'm in a foxhole next to you, beside you, behind you, in front of you, you better know damn well that I will be right there with you, and I will protect you, and I will fight for you as if, you know, you were my best friend, if we are on the same side of this. Now, if you're on the opposite side, watch out, because I'm coming for you too, okay? End of story. Now, that's, I'm talking about in terms of a biblical, as a Christian man, God did not raise me to be a weakling, wuss, or someone a pushover. He did not raise me to get stomped on or to watch in abject fear or helplessness as my family gets raped, tortured, or whatever. It ain't me. It ain't happening. All right. And you can't show me one verse in the Bible where it says, and if you do, great. Okay, you know,
you just don't say that. Well, if you can show me one Bible,
I guess you can look at Scripture, and you can. We are to rightfully and carefully divide the word, are we not?
Yes, and Jesus also said, I tell you about earthly things, and you do not understand. How can I tell you about heavenly things?
Let me just speak on an earthly level at the moment, okay, and allow those to...
Okay, let me come back down to my...
You know, just seriously. Because we are... No, I mean, look, I can walk and talk at the same time, most of the time. Now, sometimes But anyway, my whole idea of this is very simply this. We are losing the war. We're losing the cultural war. We're losing the moral war. We're losing the spiritual war because we ain't showing up. Now I get emails. Well, what can we do? Well, I don't know. You better pray and you better get an idea of what you can do. You better look around, make an assessment, and say, you know, okay, I can do this much. I could tell this person about what's, you know, I can attempt to awaken this person or these people. I can tell people about our program or Alex Jones or Rick Wiles or whatever programs out there, the Hawk, whatever. I can talk to people. I can tell people about what's taking place. I can, you know what else you can do? You can do this. How many people live in Ohio listening to this program? Show of hands. Okay. Well, let's see. There's several out here in our studio audience. You know, anyone following what Coach Dave Dobmeier has been doing?
There was something on Facebook I just saw.
Yeah, Dave Dobmeier went out today to Target.
Did he get arrested?
No, he didn't get arrested. What happened was this. Yesterday he told people, look, Target, they acquiesced to the LGBTQ agenda, which means some, you know, idiot can't figure out whether he's a guy or a girl. I guess he looking down to, you know, checking out the plumbing doesn't quite cut it for these idiots. So here's the deal. No, wait a second. I'm on a roll. Okay. If you're listening to this program and if you've got this idea where you think that, well, I can kind of relate, you know, we shouldn't be judgmental. It's just, you know, and if you're pussyfooting around the issue, it's really simple. Okay. If your plumbing is out of a man, you're a man. And if that's of a woman, and you were born with this this way, then you're a woman. Okay, that's the end of discussion. All right. So now let's graduate here. Let's take one more level up. If you do have the plumbing of a man, you should dress like a man, and then you should also use the men's bathrooms. I could care less if you feel like a woman, if you feel like Marilyn Monroe, if you feel like, you know, Prince.
So tomorrow I wake up and I feel like a woman. I don't have the right to get in a dress and
I will
wig
beat
and come
you
in here.
Silly. Okay.
And I know we don't have, you know, men's or ladies' bathrooms here in the studio, which
no,
we should
a general
start
neutral bathrooms here.
Yeah, but so I don't have that right.
No. And Coach Dave, and we could follow on this
is
stuff.
Is that
Coach,
apparently?
What?
Are you saying no as a parent, or are you saying no as a partner in the
yes.
radio?
Okay. I'm saying no as with every fiber of my being that, you know, I don't care if you identify with son, you better start identifying with female persuasion. Okay.
I'm right. Sorry. I'll let you.
Well, no. And it's, and we can kind of have fun with this. But really, when it all comes down to it, it's a question of morality. It's a question of biblical, spiritual, things, because this is nothing but demon possession. This is demonic, satanic to its core. Homosexuality in the Bible is an abomination. It's not just a sin. It's an abomination in the eyes of God. I don't know how many people stumble over that. What is unclear about that? All right, so to not have an opinion as a Christian about homosexualities or a judgment about that, we make judgments every day. You better have a judgment about homosexuality and certainly about abortion. These are all moral or these are all spiritual issues, not political issues, and they need not be politicized. We just need to look at the Bible, and of course that's reinforced by our laws in the Constitution. But the bottom line is Dave Dobmeier went out yesterday and verified at Target, at the local Target in Ohio, that hey, they were saying basically if you feel like a woman and you're a guy, you can go into women's restroom. Now, if that would have been me, And my wife goes into the woman's restroom. I see a guy going in there. That guy's going to get, I don't know how many people ever watch Married with Children, where Al, you know, takes the Kelly's boyfriend and butts his head against the door jamb. Okay. If you haven't watched this show, then you don't know what I'm talking about. But okay, that'd be me. All right. Because I'd be butting the guy's head into the door jamb, or I'd be shutting his, and I've done that before, shut people's head in the door. But that's another story. But having said that, we must protect our children and our wives and our families. We must protect their dignity, and we must protect them physically, and we have to go out and we have to step out to do so, and we have to be we better be armed to do so, spiritually and of course morally, and but we are in the right to do this. Okay, so Coach Dave Dobmeier yesterday found out Target in Ohio was allowing, you know, guys to go in the women's restroom. So today he went out with a group of people, including his wife, and boycotted, or was protesting, or warning, I shouldn't say protesting, they were warning people, hey, guys can use the women's restrooms. All right. So,
and there was a predatory story on along those lines recently.
Yeah, well hang on a second here. Hang on a second.
There was a man who went a male who went into a woman's restroom.
Sexual deviance. Talk amongst yourselves for a second. I want you to check this. Who is this idiot?
Studio.
Yeah. Who is this idiot?
What is the time?
Oh, you'll see it. It's one that always sends us the stuff on it. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves. Play music.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, did you see that, guys?
Okay.
All right, no, you know something? Don't send me 50 emails. Don't send me 15 emails. Don't send me 5 emails. All right, and certainly don't do that. Well, I'm trying to make a point here. You see, there are people out there who believe that there's only one answer to a question. One answer to a question. All right, succession. I get it. I don't need 50 emails telling me that the answer is succession. Okay, you understand that? That's not the answer to every damn problem that we've got.
That's true. And that's
right.
In response.
So shut up.
That's in response to somebody who emails us saying basically the only answer or solution is succession, which
wait a second.
Just disagree with wholeheartedly because. I mean, secession is the, all you're going to do is bring the force of the federal government down on that state and take the people's ability of supply and demand away. And trust me, the government will not let a state secede. It will not let a portion secede. It will not let, I mean, look at sovereign citizens.
We
as individuals,
wait a second.
They try to
aren't
secede
we the
themselves.
Look, in the United States of America, don't we only have 50 states? I get the fact that we can
think
secede.
About this. The sovereign citizens movement was basically people trying to secede from the U.S. and be sovereign over themselves. They are basically labeled as the top domestic terrorists, right up there with Christians now, because of that idea.
Well,
the issue is beyond a governmental answer. It is up to us, the people, and it is beyond talking. It is our actions.
Okay, but what here's what we need to do. People ask us, well, so what do we do? What do we do? What's the answer? The answer is simple. First of all, you tell everyone, I don't even know how much more I've got in me, left in me to really get into this, but you tell everyone you know there's a problem. If there is a problem with respect to, or if somebody doesn't quite understand the homosexual agenda, then understand the homosexual agenda, for example, is a communist agenda. It is a globalist agenda. It is designed. It is not a civil rights issue. It is the furthest thing from a civil rights issue there ever was, homosexuality. It's a perversion of God's word. It is not the law of the land. It is has nothing to do with any constitutional rights. It has nothing to do with the civil rights of America, of Americans. It is a perversion, nothing less than a sick perversion that will lead to pedophilia, that will lead to the most unspeakable and heinous crimes against humanity that you've ever heard. And don't be fooled 1 minute and understand that.
In the process, at the same time, it is getting us, it is getting the listeners out there, it is getting the Christians out there to not respond, but react emotionally to what we are told is already going to happen. We are told that this world will become decadent. We are told that this world will become so evil as a norm that we should not be surprised when it happens.
I'm not surprised. I'm pissed.
No, but it and you make a great point. But at the same time, we have to understand that these people understand knowledge is power. And when they have the unlimited knowledge, not only of each and every individual's personal information and their tendencies, but the knowledge of the past, the present, and what they believe to be the future, it's very dangerous. They can manipulate us if we allow ourselves, I mean, if we find ourselves shocked when Supreme Court issues same-sex marriage across America, we need to double check our Bible, because we are told that these things are going to come. We are told that people's hearts will fail them for fear of what's coming upon this world. But we are also told to be strong and to fight.
Okay, and to fight. And not to roll over, not to say it's okay.
God asks, who will stand in the gap for and in the highways and the byways for his children who are being, you know, just totally taken over by the devil? Who will be willing for the Lord to stand and do his work?
So who's going to be willing to stand up and say, that's wrong? What you're doing is wrong. It's against the laws of nature. It's unbiblical. It is wrong. You've got to go out, and I don't care who it is, but you've got to take that stand. You've got to take a stand like Coach Dave Dobmeier did, and everyone should go to his website, ptsalt.com. Thank you, Eric. ptsalt.com. I was thinking Salt and Light Brigade. Pass the salt. ptsalt.com. And watch the video. Go watch the video of him talking to the police officer today. He was respectful. He was basically escorted off Target's property. But see, here's the thing. What can we do? What were you doing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon today or 10 o'clock in the morning? Were you in your jammies watching, Bonanza or whatever? Gunsmoke? What were you doing? Look, if you were working, I get it. I understand. We all have jobs to do. Where was I? I was working.
Okay. I was in ballet class.
Okay, yeah. But see, here's the thing. If we are looking for something to do, then get in with Coach Dave Dobmeier and say, Coach, put me in. I'm ready to play. I want to be part of your team. Where can I best help you? Whether it's on the steps of the Supreme Court, or whether it's in front of the Target, or in front of some restaurant. But let's make a stand. If you got 3% of idiots out there, 3%, seriously, who believe in this perversion, who believe that they were born with some sort of, genetic disposition toward homosexuality. It's not true. And I happened to watch during the night. I was watching a repeat of the program called Criminal Minds. Okay, it was in the middle of the night, and and they were talking about satanic ritual abuse and how the FBI had debunked SRA crimes and satanic ritual abuse. Of course,
oh yeah, okay. You know, I did some research on that, and
what a bunch of crap!
You know what they did? All they did was basically set aside. Well, they classify it certain ways, but satanic ritual abuse and the deaths. They'll try to say that no serial killer. There's never been a satanic ritual serial killer out there. There are no actual satanic ritual killings.
Right.
What they do is they'll take the altars, they'll take the human sacrifices statistics, and they'll put them as murderers for domestic reasons and. They have categories where they can reclassify crimes. Trust me, they do this to pad stats, and they do this to take away stats. The Hellfire Club, Benjamin Franklin was a part of it. They had 8 deceased bodies they found in the basement of this guy's house, of Benjamin Franklin's house. Yes. And that's just one example. There's no proof that he actually killed people. They speculate it could have been medical, experimentation. But, I mean, there is sexual ritual abuse and murder all around us. What do you think the mounds are all across the Ohio Valley? And
see how all this fits together?
Yeah. I mean, the Nephilim were those who were offspring, or the angels who came down to Earth, mated with human women to form giants.
And some people say, well, how do they do that? We don't know. Okay? We don't know. It doesn't matter. They did.
Exactly. And they did. And that's why Jesus was predestined before the world was created as the solution, as the atonement for sins. He was the ultimate sacrifice. Animals used to be sacrificed at the temple in Jerusalem before the return, or before Jesus came to earth as a man. And he was the end, the final sacrifice that was needed. His blood covers all sin. He died for our sins. Yet at the same time, you have not only a world, where they, in our, you know, especially in America, in our culture, the materialistic nature, the conceited nature, but they have, the devil's done what he set out to do, convince the world he doesn't exist.
There you go.
And also on top of that is, you know, we have shows like Lucifer. They're trying to make the God of the Bible, make Jesus Christ, to be the bad one, the devil.
Right.
This
right.
is how they're going to present it. They're going to have evidence. They're going to have all this alleged, you know, information, making it so. Or, you know, say aliens will come and say that they have the same information and evidence, and that the God of the Bible is actually the evil God. It's in all the New Age writings. But as Russ Dizdar says, get his book, The Black Awakening. Talk to Russ and tell me there's no ritual, satanic ritual killing.
Yeah, go ahead. I dare you. Do you ever stand next to Russ? He's like a, you know,
he's a big teddy bear.
I'm gonna tell you something. He's an imposing dude.
But yeah, wow. I mean, what benefit does the FBI have by saying there has been no sexual, satanic ritual killings?
Well, to hide the truth.
Exactly.
To hide the truth. That's all they're doing.
So wouldn't you think there would be at least one they could cite as an example? But no, there's just, I mean, it's, there's not even anything satanic going on. There's no satanic ritual anything, let alone murder.
I got some files to disprove that.
Even though every movie and basically every song that is on the top 40 Billboard anymore references Satan, gives allegiance and pledges allegiance to Satan, talks about creating a new race with demon hybrids. I mean, they don't even hide it anymore. They come right out and say it. Like Russ says, we're in a car. We went off the cliff.
That's right.
We're just waiting to hit the ground.
Exactly. So folks, please support people like the Bundy. Support Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Please. You've got to do it. Let's do it. And you know what? Vote with your money, your pocketbook. I'll be damned if I go into a Target store. And the list is growing. The places I can go is dwindling. Okay. As an investigator in one town, and I'm not going to name the town, I could tell you that there were places I wasn't allowed to go after I was basically uncovered, after my cover was blown. I couldn't go into bars. I couldn't go into certain restaurants.
I know a bank you can't go into.
Yeah, well, that's a different story. But,
hey, I don't want to take away from your train of thought.
I got that. That'll be it next time.
But the headline on Drudge, yeah. Trump wins Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. Clinton takes Maryland. Others close. What does this mean? And where will it leave us? This is something we'll have to get into tomorrow. As we, or not tomorrow,
wait,
sorry.
Second,
we have
second, wait, second,
tomorrow
wait,
we have the pastor's
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
Thursday, we're going to be doing open lines, and we will, in the first hour, break down the delegate issue, break down what fell where, and what's left.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. No, Thursday. Thursday. Tomorrow, we're screwed up this week, because usually our call-in show is Wednesday,
okay.
But it'll be Thursday.
All right. I do want to say that with respect to the election stuff, this is all theater. I mean, Trump, I believe, will be the presumptive nominee. But on the other hand, I don't believe it's going to be a convention that we do expect. I think we're going to see some surprises, and I think we better be prepared for some issues to take place, surprises to take place. Now,
even if it's not a contested convention, still prepare for surprises.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I mean, we have info on the riot preparations that are ongoing.
And we can be there within 90 minutes if we have to cover what does take place, and we will do that. But I really believe that we're going to see some contentious behavior at the convention, outside the convention, by people who are not part of the convention. I believe that we will see intentional things happen, especially with the economy between now and the end of the year. And I suspect that we are going to be entering into a time period like no other, because seriously, if Trump is, and I say this knowing what I know and having contact at the periphery with his people, I would say that he is genuine. Okay. I certainly hope so. And I don't care. This is not about the candidate. This is about the message. The message being the truth. It's a challenge to the establishment and established truth. And I think that he better watch himself, because I do see something taking place that could take him out. Sanders, I believe, is just a done deal. He can't win really in the South, the Bible Belt, as a socialist. Although many people, it just blows my mind to see people who. It's mostly the same people. The rainbow shirt, 70-year-old homosexuals. I gotta be careful there with the Bernie's. Feel the burn shirts. I think it's, they all need some either KY or Preparation H. I'm not sure which, but I think. Yeah, Eric did say they've got a supply of both, I'm sure. All right, but a lot of there are a lot of things taking place here. We are watching people turn a corner of there's animus out there, there's extreme hatred out there, there's extreme we're seeing things ramp up to a level like I don't think we've seen before. And even back in 68, right before the conventions and during the conventions and 70 Kent State. Remember all that stuff, folks?
You remember that, right? I don't remember it, but I know that the students were killed by the National Guard at Kent State.
Yeah, yeah.
Over the racial divisions that were going on at the time, and the allowing of African Americans to go to school at a certain location. Is that right? There was anger because of allowing students from other races go to
Kent State?
Yeah.
No.
Kent State, the National Guards killed some students, and I don't know.
National Guard, yeah. Yeah, it was a Nixonian thing, but it was deeper than that. But bottom line is, we saw a lot of changes back in the 60s from really 68. To 70 and then on to Watergate. But well, I guess all I'm saying is buckle up, folks, because we are about ready to get hit.
I don't know how this country stayed. The assassinations of the 60s the 70s and the unrest. I'm amazed that we are where we are today. Yeah. But yet at the same time, I'm amazed we're still going through the same divisive problems. Should have figured that out the first time around.
You make a good point there. I almost didn't think of it that way, but you do make a good point. I do suspect, however, this is, whereas before was more of a socioeconomic situation and a race, solely based in race, I think today it's more of a spiritual, biblical, moral situation. Okay. I think the, a lot of the signs are the same, but the underlying current is different, and I think that's going to be the issue. I think that's the problem. That's just my feeling. And yeah, we could report. Look. Yeah. Okay. you can all do this together. You can all go to the Drudge Report. You can see Trump sweeps five states with big margins. Clinton takes Delaware, Maryland, PA, others close. We could be headline readers. We could be news readers. But the information that we have based on all of our sources and whatever takes us away from this, out of the theatrics of the politics, into what really we really need to talk about.
Well, let's
that
do
is,
this.
Go ahead. Now that we went through 40 minutes, go ahead and talk about the
Department of Homeland Security to create a new threat index chart to keep America or Americans in fear.
It's a 90 grand pushed into something that does
90,000 in taxpayer money. Will be reviewed. DHS spent $90,000 in taxpayer money to review whether they should bring back the color-coded threat chart, first of all.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Second of all, the Institute for Defense Analysis, hired by DHS, found that the color-coded threat chart was simplistic, misleading, noting that colors were a disaster for communicating terror threats.
Right.
In other words, DHS spent $90,000 on a question we already know the answer to. Now, the DHS will use more government-funded research, more government-funded money to conduct research into through independent companies to find out what is the best way to create the new threat index chart to keep Americans safe, quote-unquote. A new set of metrics should work against the simplistic perception rather than reinforcing it. Instead, the new index does the opposite by reporting the level of border security in just three large baskets, two of which, red and yellow, are likely to be seen by the public as evidence of border not controlled. And it goes on to say that
it's all gamed. It's all stupid. I mean, not stupid. It's all deliberately.
The reality is much darker. DHS police are destroying our rights and creating non-existing threats and using taxpayer-funded money in droves, you know, wasting it for no reason at all. Moving along here to the trade, the TPP push by Obama. Senator Sessions blasts Obama's push to push TPP after primaries. During his recent European tour, Obama did his best to help German Chancellor Merkel, who is under fire, they say intense fire, for the million refugees that were allowed to come into Germany in 2015. He also goes on to say that the promotion of the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, the TTIP, as well as the TPP, the In Secret, of course, the TTIP is the counterpart to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. As reported yesterday,
the one's Atlantic, one's Pacific, basically.
Yep. Public opinion has shifted in recent months against these massive trade treaties, and we know that the effects of NAFTA and other trade treaties, what they had on our manufacturing and job sector. We know that this is a push to globalization. The world is changing, and we are being led to consolidation. This is what Obama said, and President Barack Obama said, and with respect to Congress and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I think that after the primary season is over, the politics will settle down a little bit in Congress, and we'll be in a position to start moving forward. Basically, they don't want to vote on the ratification of the TPP or the TPP in the Senate.
They don't even have to. Really? I mean, okay.
I mean,
I understand what the Constitution says, but the ratification of the TPP is really kind of a formality as it stands right now. And this is what it's all about. The underlying process, the trade agreements. The trade agreements act as a framework for the New World Order, the global governance, and we have to fight this. And Obama is all for it. But
Jeff Sessions is stepping out and saying, you know, we need to get this done now.
Yeah,
we need to get this trade agreement and understand exactly what's in it before the elections. And he is quoted by saying, he says, we need to vote on this trade agreement. We probably shouldn't do it right now while elections are ongoing, because you might well get your clock cleaned. You might get voted out of office. So we'll see if we can't work some way to get it passed in the future, basically, so you don't hurt your political career during the election cycle. I mean, is this really what it comes to?
Yeah, of course. Of course. And yeah. And by the way, we note that Trump is about ready to speak in the primary night press conference. It's live on YouTube. You know, you can check it out there.
But, if you've heard one. If...
Well, yeah, you know.
He's good.
Yeah. But, he's good. And again, it's this is all theatrics because in the end, and he's going to be speaking, I believe, from Trump Towers. Right. Thank you, Larry, from Santa Clarita. Thank you for that.
And Stan's coming on in 10 minutes.
Yeah. We do have a lot of seriously earth question changes or earth change. Yeah.
Well, you can stay here with Stan. I'm going to go watch the Trump speech. So,
okay.
Yeah. And then we'll, I bet at the halfway will. Mark, we'll switch.
I bet you will. What I want you to do is go over there and, get behind the camera, and Trump, you can do that in time. All right.
And I don't know where you want to go from here, well, but other news we have some interesting stuff.
There's some stuff going on here. If I can, just one thing, with respect to what is taking place here, understand that with respect to the elections, this will be perhaps, the way I see it, one of the last or one of the most important times. It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes. I do think, again, I just want to reaffirm this. I believe that there's going to be some chicanery taking place here with respect to the elections.
Yeah, and they've proven that how Diabolt machines have been able to be programmed to cheat. That's come out recently.
And the whatever primary coverage we, the Hagmann and Hagmann Report, could give to you, to me, and we had discussed this before the show, we had discussed this, and we could not give you anything more than the mainstream media could give you. So if that is your desire, then go ahead and watch the mainstream media for that coverage, or other outlets that will give you the primary coverage, because it's all the same. What we want to do is dig deeper into what's taking place, and that, of course, is things behind the scenes. The game that Cruz and Kasich are playing against Trump, the games that are being played to uplift Sanders, even though Sanders has got a very rabid but minor support in his area. Now, Sanders is nothing but a socialist.
Would you rather see
communist.
Sanders or Clinton?
I would rather see...
I mean, if you had to choose, say one or the other.
I'd rather see Clinton and then you mean as the nominee or?
No, as the president.
Oh, as
just
the president.
That was a choice. You had Clinton or Sanders.
I'm not going to even answer that question only because.
I don't know how to either.
Clinton is a communist sympathizer. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. Neither one have the ability to.
At least Sanders has the wrong, way of going about it, but wants to help people, I'd say. If he's got anything going for him, at least he's got some compassion.
Okay. Wow. All right. Yeah, I suppose, his statements about the big banks and banking system, I get that. I get that, yeah. I mean, we all feel that way. So he can be right or correct once or twice. And I mean, it's not that difficult to be accidentally correct. But Hillary Clinton should be in jail, should be in prison. And it amazes me. And this is something I found out, folks. And please hear me well on this, because there are books about Hillary Clinton. Listen to me carefully about this. I never knew this, but there are many books about Clinton by certain authors who will appear to be anti-Hillary or anti-Bill or anti-Clinton. Huh. No, they're not. They're working for him. They have pictures in their apartment. Yeah. Confirmed. Confirmed. We know who you are. Yeah. We know who you are. Did you hear me? It's a game. It's a game.
Who's the winner?
Not them.
All right. We got about 5 minutes left before the top of the hour. Michael Snyder. He is a writer. His website, endoftheamericandream.com. He's very well known in many circles. And he will be with us on the... Eric, what's this out there? Is it the 12th of May or is... I believe it's the... Okay, yeah, the 12th of May, which is Thursday. And on his website, he has an article, Unhappy America. Will the United States collapse? Will the United States collapse due to a... Will it be due to an internal social meltdown? Are we witnessing a beginning of the end for America? He goes on to ask, stating some polls from Real Clear Politics and other polls about how Americans feel about the divide in this country and the solutions and what's wrong with America. He sums it up and says 47% of all Americans... here, let me start back at the beginning of the paragraph. I apologize. He says, personally, he's been writing a lot about economic problems. But we have piled up the largest mountain of debt in history on the planet. Last year, the middle class became the minority for the first time in our history. And it will continue to do that. He says in this article, he doesn't want to focus on economics. He wants to focus on our political and social problems. And how the presidential candidates to the corporate media have purposefully used the corrupt nature and manipulation and the corrupt nature of their ability to project things they want people to perceive as truths to foment this division we've been talking about. They are moving us in a direction, and I'm paraphrasing his words, because he says, I want, instead of focusing on the economics, I want to focus on what's going inside your mind, on what's going inside in your hearts. I want to focus on your mental, emotional, and spiritual problems. And it's a great article. Again, endofamericandream.com, endoftheamericandream.com.
He's coming on, too. Michael Snyder is coming on.
And he sorts or cites all these different polls from the AMA to political polls. But basically, it boils down to this. People are unhappy. People are poor. People are highly medicated. We have the highest divorce rate. We have the highest of medication rate. We have the highest death rates, the highest incarceration rates per capita. And the death rates are due to medical...
I believe, look, they want us dead. I mean, it's
basically
real
saying
simple.
The state of the nation goes well beyond the economic and political conditions of our society.
Absolutely.
And starts with the hearts and minds of each and every one of us.
Yeah.
And he says that basically in a long article, but I mean, he's hitting a nerve here, which is very important that people need to pay attention to. The economy, we could have everybody's money could be wiped out tomorrow. If nobody were to panic and people were to work together, we could rebuild ourselves without hardly any issue.
If no one were to panic, maybe that needs to be said a little bit differently. If we organized to the extent, well, I shouldn't say organized, if we informed and people got their acts together individually and we came together collectively, okay, we could make a difference. Will we? I don't know. I think there will be remnants, pockets thereof, and that includes our social as well as economic and other factors, but I don't believe it'll be done on a national level. It could be. Will it be? I don't see it happening.
I save this headline for you. I'm just going to give the headline. I'm going to send this off to you.
Yep.
And when we have Thursday in hour one before we take calls, I want to talk about this with you. Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, the best kept secret in America.
And, what about it?
Oh, it just goes on to talk about a little bit of its history.
We've got a ton of information about Tavistock.
And this is it's a very, very, very well written article by a Mr. The source is Evil Exposed, but it talks about how these independent nonprofit organizations work with the government institution building with the heads of government and industry to set agendas along the lines of commerce, health, welfare, education.
Very much.
And how the human relations side, how they have done such a great job, because we're so messed up as people. That shows that they have done just an exemplary job. You know, this is why Obama gets the
language
prize.
Have changed.
Yep.
Everything's been changed. Folks, yep. Look, if you're sick and tired of being stressed and overwhelmed and unmotivated, if you feel like life is running you, say you're running your life, you're not alone. Finally, you can now experience the scientifically proven powers of music therapy with Whole Tones. WholeTonesLive.com. It's a collection of proven music therapy that can help reduce your stress, ease your mind, motivate you. You can get started today. Listen to a free sample of this amazing music that heals and inspires the Whole Tones Live. More on the other side. Listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Stan Dale coming with us when we return from our break. Stay with us.
This is the Global...